Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all my entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa, and now fucking Spotify. Thank you very much. This is your hostess with mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And we're here, as always, on a Wednesday. We have some really great stuff going on to talk about. And we have our guest in the house, Harrison Nita, lead singer of Victory Kid.
Yay!
Woo! But further ado, we also have my wonderful co-host, business partner, and, well, life partner, also known as the husband, JJ.
The Muse.
Yeah, now we have, now, thank you, Nathan Young. Nathan
I
Young
like that.
Blood. Thank you, Mr. Youngblood of Youngblood Productions.
Look.
Thank you for so much for giving my husband yet another fucking nickname. My damn motherfucker. Look. You got three nicknames. You got the husband.
Right.
Shadow Man.
Yes.
Thank you, Sasha George, for that one.
Exactly.
We love you, Sasha.
Yay.
I wasn't doing a feeling motion. She's one of my,
yes, she was.
She's one of my ex-girlfriends.
That's why you're giving her the feeling motion.
Sorry. I love you, Sasha. I'm being an ass. This is
a pretty one at that.
Thank you. Now he's got the Muse.
Hey, I like that so much. We ought to do a weekly segment called Words of Inspiration.
I think so, too. Like, actually, I already told you should do your own little gig.
And it's like, what is your word of inspiration?
I got to set up.
Get a fucking job.
There you go. Today's PSA. Get a fucking job.
Use protection.
Get right up on that mic.
Oh, don't up? Be afraid.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, Harrison Nita, man.
Exactly.
This is a badass man, Majama, right here. Him and his horns.
Yeah.
The horns.
They're horny.
They're horny. They're young guys. What
so
do you expect?
They better be.
Okay. And I love the fact that you, Little Blondie, what's his name?
Little Blondie, is that Brendan?
I think so. The one that's in another band? He's in two different bands.
Oh, Carlo.
Carlo, yeah. I love that little
that
dude.
Makes more sense.
I love that little dude.
Oh, he's the man.
No, but he's like in that, band, your band, and then he's in Lost Puppy?
Yeah, so he...
Oh, shit.
And they both made, and they both, well, Lost Puppy
went to... Lost Puppy round first, yeah, because...
They won first round, but the, no, they won first round.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, they won first round. Went on to second round. I don't think they lost. I don't think they won second round.
The first round was downtown. That's right.
Yeah.
And then the second one they lost. Because it was out of town.
Yeah. Because it's not. Yeah. It wasn't. Because they're not on the flyer.
Yeah.
They're not on the flyer.
Oh damn.
If you're not on the final flyer, are you fucking? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna say fucking guys because I love you guys. I love all of. There were so many bands. So many great bands.
Seriously.
So many.
Yeah.
So many. Oh my god. And we're still trying to book some of them. We're still in the process of booking some of them.
Oh man.
But be on the lookout for Satanic Johnny coming on June 27th. So be prepared. Next week we got
I love
some,
that name.
I gotta check my book. Hold on.
And the lead singer name is Moses. That's beautiful.
And his and his dad is a minister.
Yes.
Oh my god.
For real.
I love that shit.
That's perfect, yeah.
He told us on a prior episode why they named it Satanic Johnny, though, so it's pretty badass.
Wait, that's not why? Because that seems like a pretty good reason.
No, that does, doesn't it? No, they said, what was it? It was,
by some...
This kid, this guy lived with them or something, and you know what I mean? And he would always come and go from his room, and he's really secretive and
quiet.
That
was in a motel or something?
And apartment, something like that. But anyway,
okay.
But the guy was like not... He was always like in his room, secluded, and never came out. He was always like in there, and they would hear like, oh, this like sounded like organ music, like this, you know, Phantom of the Opera shit, like, you know, like crazy shit. And then they'd be all like, and then you hear like it sounded like chanting and other things. So they were like, what the fuck is up with this guy, man? And so they were like, what is he, a Satan worshiper? What the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? He was a guy who was just a musician. He was just a very weird, creative, strange fucking musician, but he was still a musician. And it was just funny. And they were like, so then his name was Johnny.
Course.
So they would always go. So they would always go. They were like, "Hey, what, you know, like Satanic Johnny, man?" And they'd be laughing about it. And then, so a couple of years later, they were like, "You know, they were had moved on. They were living other places, whatever." And they were, they all went. And they looked. You went, "Whatever happened to Satanic Johnny?" And then that was it. They just decided that would be a great name for a fucking
good
band.
Thing his name was Johnny too, not like Chad. You
Satanic
know?
Chad. Oh,
that just doesn't work.
Oh, that doesn't.
Johnny
does
is
it. Satanic
yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
Satanic Bob.
You're right.
That does not fucking work. You're right, Johnny. Johnny totally works.
Johnny's a solid one, though.
Johnny totally fucking works. I can see that. Say, so shout out to Moses and our wonderful, awesome friend, Hector Lentilin, who is also in Katie Ashley.
Right.
And he comes out. I love the fact they come out in a banana costume. Hector, the drummer, comes out in a banana costume.
Nice.
It's fucking awesome. It was. So if you haven't been paying attention, go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook. You can also go to Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K. You can also go to Jennifer DeVoe, my personal page, and check us out. Or Get Real Global Entertainment, who this is produced by. I don't know who those fucking people are, but they're goddamn wonderful.
They're 420 friendly.
Thank you for paying for our show, Get Real Global Entertainment. Get Real Global Entertainment. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway.
You're welcome.
I pay for other shit. Don't worry about it.
You do.
I get a lot of free concerts for us and other things. So I pull my weight, goddammit. But we've had a very interesting fucking few months. But if you haven't been paying attention, go check out our pages, and you'll see all the fun we've been having for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Yes!
Being put on and produced by, let's see, Acropolis RPM, which is, that's their thing on Facebook, was their Acropolis music group. And then there's also Youngblood Productions.
Right.
Our wonderful buddy,
what's up, Nathan?
Nathan Youngblood. Yeah. Also from the band Fate Destroyed.
Right.
And Green Jello.
Right.
Green Jello, we love you. Oh, I'm trying to get Bill Manspeaker, the lead singer.
Fuck yeah.
On the show now. So I'm working on it. So, hey, that would be massive credibility to us if we had.
That would be a coup.
Yeah, if we fucking had that on there, hell yeah. We'd be down.
Bill, if you're listening, if you're watching.
Bill Manspeaker, we love you.
Come on
down. He gave me a big old hug. I only talked to him for 3 minutes.
No shit.
Like, holy
yeah.
shit. Okay, cool. I like having that personality. I just do.
Yeah.
But we've been doing a lot of Vans Warped Tour battles. We've been judges, official judges for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And so we've had a lot of bands, such as Victory Kid.
Right.
Now, you won round one.
We did.
And you won round two.
We did.
So this is what I'm saying. You weren't a pass-through band. I mean, no, I'm not. No offense to anybody like that. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. But some of the band, they didn't win, but they got like a second chance because they were so good that they felt that they deserved a second chance. And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's nice that they were able to do that. We had, let's see. Okay, so what did we do this last week? We had Battle of Vans Warped Tour, Five Star Bar. That was back in May 26th. We had the one in Character. That was Saturday 26th. Then we had... Yeah. Then they had the one at the Characters in Pomona. That was on Sunday, the 27th.
Right.
And then we saw Green Jello that night.
Right.
So that was a great weekend. Doing a recap, doing a quick recap of our concerts and shit. And then we saw, let's see, back at the beginning of the month, if you remember correctly, go check out our footage of the Slant and Orgy concert at the Whiskey back on May 11th. Go check that out. Shout out to Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon, Carlton Boss, Creighton Emmerich. Bobby Amaro was their drummer. Now it's Raynan Bozio.
Okay.
Raynan Bozio. What up, dude? He was a cool dude, by the way.
Yeah.
He was a really nice kid. And who else? Nick Speck. What up, dude? So the members of the band, Orgy. We love them. Those are our buddies, our pals, our friends. And then, let's see, last week, you'll remember, we had B-Rett on our show. We did a worldwide premiere of his song, 99 Cents. which my husband actually really, really liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And he gave thumbs up. Well, hey, that's a good one for me.
That was pretty good.
He doesn't always do thumbs up.
For sure.
Right.
He's got to be selective on the thumbs up, man.
Yeah, he's very particular.
I mean, you know, I felt that song there, he grew as an artist from the other songs that I heard from him.
Yeah.
Like, he got his timing better, and, you know, man, he was actually saying something about life.
Right.
Also really appreciate it.
Speaking of the Battle for Vans Warped Tour at the 5-Star Bar on May 26th, guess who was the motherfucking winner?
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Victory Kid won that bitch.
Right.
And I'm glad you took my advice about the
mic.
You sounded fucking great that second time, especially.
You
guys were really great the first time, but you sounded awesome. You guys were really gone. You brought the thunder. I told you, bring it.
Those shows, though, bring easy because there's so many people that love this style of music.
It was really good.
You just have to start playing and hope that people understand what you're doing. And
it was really good. I love
back and forth.
Love that. It's like the mighty, mighty bass tones. Like, you know what I mean? That kind of, you know, big bad voodoo daddy kind of shit. You know what I mean? That's what it reminds me of, what you guys play. I love that style of music.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a lot of different styles of music. I don't like to pigeonhole myself into one particular thing. I like, even with rock, I like fucking, what, 30 different subgenres of rock?
Yeah.
Between classic, heavy metal, grunge, funk, all kinds of different things. There's so many things that are out there, you know, that I like. You know, you got to have different types of music, you know what I mean, to make up a full-rounded world. Because it's boring if we were all fucking like. If we all listen to the same music, we all like the same thing, it'd just be boring. We all dress the same. No bueno. Let's see. Okay, so Battle for Vans Warped Tour characters in Pomona. That was Satanic Johnny. Mm. What up? Shout out to our buddies. And then, let's see. Oh, so last Thursday, we saw The Hard Way. Thank you, Eric Jeffries and the guys from The Hard Way and the hard working awesome hot chicks that dance with you.
Yes.
Especially you, April Showers. I'm sorry. I have a crush on April. I can't help it. And the headliner was Buck Cherry. That was a fucking awesome show.
Yeah.
That was great. Thank you, Eric Jeffries, again for that privilege of getting in to see your show with Buck Cherry. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. We love you. And shout out to Dilly Briggs from the Subject Press.
What's up,
shout
Dilly?
Out to Kate and Tommy.
What's up?
They're the assistants, the camera people, the wonderfulness. We love you guys. Thanks for the smoke out after the show.
Yeah, that was good.
That was fun. We blew some serious smoke that night.
Yeah.
That was fun. I had a lot of blood. I was having a blast.
Anybody bring their own kind of piece together.
But shout out to... Yeah, shout out to that. Love them. So in the future, we're trying to book Akasha. They're about to go on tour, so we're going to have to wait till they get back. Probably be September or October, if you know Akasha. I tried to sing with them on stage. I did a harmony. It is what it is. Anyway, I tried, damn it. I tried. I can actually sing. That's the funny fucking part. I just try to fuck with people. Jabbermouth. I'm working on booking them. Enamore. And then we have Crazy Town, Bang Rock, and got some other ones. Lost Puppy. Oh, actually, booked Lost Puppy already. Never mind.
Okay.
So that's all down the road. But there's a lot of great bands that we want to do. Oh, I'll say, and we want to talk to you guys about, we're going to do concerts and events of our own. And we'd like to for you guys to be at the ones that we, you know, put together.
Absolutely.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to put you with more bands that are your style. Of music.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean?
More on the skate
park. Yeah. Yeah, because it's too much if you're putting, like, I love the whiskey. Thank you. We love you. We love you, whiskey, because we see you, like, almost fucking every week. They know us so well down there now. They're like, oh, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? If we're gone too long, they're like, what the hell? Where'd you go, bitch? What'd you do? But we love the venues that we go to. It's just they put them and the Viper, certain things, they just shove a bunch of different types of music all together.
Right, yeah.
It's like Battle for Vans Warped Tour every night.
Yeah.
Which is, you know what I mean? But so many different styles of music all together.
Yeah.
So it's hard, you know, like if you have a heavy metal band in between three punk rock and or ska type bands, it's not going to go as well for you because you're not in with...
Right. Certain genres don't cross-promote as well.
No. Yeah. So that's why I would do that for a battle, maybe, for something as big as Vans Warped Tour, but I would not do that for a nightly concert.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't put that many different types of music on one bill.
Aren't we judges for another Vans Warped coming up?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Weekend? So that's what I'm getting to. I'm working on the calendar. I'm up to June now, okay?
Let me go.
Okay, so then today we have Victory Kid, our awesome friends. Yes. Let's see. Oh, Friday. We didn't get to go to this, and I apologize to you guys. I love you very, very much. But Friday, Stereo Love played at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. Shout out to Stereo Love. We love you.
Yeah.
Jewel Steele played one of the girls from the daughters from Stereo Love. She played at a place called the Lullaby. I think it's a coffee shop or something like that.
Okay.
Over here in the valley on Saturday at like 8 p.m. I called up and I did a favor for Judd. I love you, Judd.
Right.
Love you, motherfucker. You're awesome. These guys are great. No, but like I did him a favor. I called up the coffee shop and he asked me. I said, hey, this is Jenny from Jane's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio. I was just curious to know, when is Jewel Steele playing tonight? She's really great, man. I'm going to tell all my listeners to go and check it out. See what I'm saying? So like,
nice.
Yeah, well, Emmett, hey, you got to do that stuff for your friends.
Absolutely.
And then Saturday we saw Led Zeppelin again.
Oh, yeah.
Led Zeppelin's my fucking favorite band in the entire universe. So that was a very good show. The Strange Days was the Doors cover band, and the Ultimate Stones was obviously Rolling Stones cover band. They reached out to me because I plugged them on Facebook.
Oh, which ones? The Rolling Stone cover?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They just said, hey, thank you, for sharing our stuff and videoing and all that stuff.
Right. So,
but it's not a band I would bring, no offense, on the show, just because of the fact that, what are you going to play? The Rolling Stones?
You can't really play their music.
This is my point, though.
Right.
Because they're a tribute band.
Right.
So what are you going to play?
You can't play anything.
It's not like these guys who have original music.
Right.
It's the Stones. Right. They're playing somebody else's songs. So what are you going to do? Play the Stones? So I love you guys, but sorry. Sunday, I'm an ass. I'm sorry. Sunday was, I apologize to you guys. I love you. Chris Luca. My buddy Luca. What's up, motherfucker? Lead singer for Killset,
mm-hmm.
and our buddies James, Jas Dillon, and Mark Baker, and Jimmy Lee. What's up? I don't know how I remember all this fucking shit. I go into that mode. I don't know what the fuck's up. But they played at the Killset played at the Lucky Strike in Hollywood on Sunday the 3rd. And so upcoming shit. Here we go. Battle for Vans Warped Tour, which is involving this man here from Victory Kid.
Right.
At the Esports Arena in Santa Ana, California on Saturday, June 16th.
Right.
So get your fucking asses down to Santa Ana.
Get tickets from us.
Get tickets from Victory Kid. Get some tickets. We're doing a giveaway. We got some CDs, some awesome fucking merch CDs from Victory Kid. Gonna give away today. Call in 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Call in. Talk to Harris and Nita from Victory Kid. Don't be afraid. We won't bite. Unless you ask us to. Anyway.
Seems fair.
Okay. One quick last thing before. We're gonna be judges at the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. That's the finals. Who are the bands? Hold on, let's get a list. I'm going to do this real quick before we head on.
I want to
start playing
ones.
Some songs and talking about your
shit. Yeah.
Where is it? Come here. Where are you, bitch? Where are you? Oh, yeah, go see Evil Walks. Evil Walks is playing tonight at Los Globos Theater. We're going to be covering that tonight. Go check it out. Evil Walks. Go check it out. EVOL. And then WALKS, Evil Walks. They're going to be playing tonight at the Los Globos Theater on Sunset Boulevard in East Hollywood, I think it is. Let's see. This is from Nathan. Here we go. They had to remake the flyer. Okay, here we go. These are the bands for the finals. These are the final 9 bands that are battling it out to go to Vans Warped Tour 2018, which is, unfortunately, I think the last year they're doing it. These are the bands that are going to be participating on Saturday, June 16th at the Esports Arena. And it is, let's see the fucking address here, 120 West 5th Street, Santa Ana, California, 92701. Doors open at 5 p.m. The show, what, starts at that time? I can't really see. But yeah, get down there. Sorry, everything starts at 5. But it is Satanic Johnny, Thursday's Suburbia. Interesting name. We're No Gentlemen, Going Under, Every Other Year, Victory Kid, Revolution Underground, Tower Guard, and Yearbooks. And about all those fucking bands, out of all those bands, out of all 9 bands, we only saw 2 of you.
Wow.
Satanic Johnny and Victory Kid.
That's cool. So the other bands came from Pomona and
from
Santa Ana.
Pomona, Santa Ana, yeah. MTL and Riverside. And they also had a location in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
So they had a few different around the Southern California area. But that's, go check it out. Like I said, go get tickets. Get tickets from Harrison Nina for Victory Kid. Go hit them up.
Yeah.
Get tickets. They can get you a discount on the door, so you're not paying the door price. So get in early on that. That's, like I said, that's the finals. This is the final battle before Vans Warped Tour. Okay, now that we've done all that, let's say, next week's guest, Jade and Will Nona, Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference. Well, sounds real exciting. Anyway, so, I didn't say that. Victory Kid. All right, let's see. How long have you guys been around? When did this start?
So, I've actually only lived in L.A. for about 3 years now.
Oh, okay. Where are you from originally?
I'm from the Bay Area, and I went to school in New York for 4 years.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. How'd you like that? Quite different, I'm sure. Oh,
horrible.
Yeah. I hate New York. Yeah. I hate New York. New York City's.
I had about 6 months there where I was like, this is awesome. Like, there's so much going on.
There's a lot of culture, a lot of,
And then winter came.
Winter sucks. Whew, sucks dick.
When
I'm from Maine.
Okay, so
I'm from Maine. I know what's up. Yeah,
like I don't even know because
it's horrible. You grew up out here. He did too. He don't know what the fuck's up with that shit. He's like, snow. What's that?
Every year, I felt surprised somehow. But yeah,
right.
So when I moved out here, I immediately started looking for guys to play with, and got connected with Carlo.
Cool.
And
Carlo's a good kid.
He's the man. Yeah. And. Yeah, he put me in touch with Nathan and just kind of grew from there.
Nice.
But that I was actually at that point a solo artist. And so this record was supposed to be a solo record, but I love these guys so much. And we played such awesome shows and are so close that we formed Victory Kid.
I love it.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great thing.
It was band music, you know?
Any particular reason why you named it Victory Kid? Or was there any kind of a reason behind it? Or
so... yes. Carlo was friends with this guy, Keaton Rogers, from a band called Raised on TV. And they had a whole process, too, as every band does, of finding their name.
Right.
And one of the names he came up with, Victory Kid. And Carlo saw it and was like, what about that? And he's like, I don't really feel it. And Carlo loved it. So I wasn't super convinced, and I didn't love that it was written by somebody else, although thank you, Keaton, for giving it to us. And so it made it my mission to find another name, and... 600 names later, I was like, you know what? I understand it now. It's cool. And yeah, it fits us well because, I think that it came from Star Wars. I don't know how familiar into the whole back history
of Star Wars. Star Wars person. Yeah.
So perfect. You'll totally get this. Once the Empire was defeated, right? In, the last of the trilogy, that generation that was born were called Victory Kids.
All right. Oh, I like that. See, that's cool.
Yeah. Right. And that's cool. That's kind of what pushed me over the edge is that
backstory. It's Star Wars, dude.
Star Wars themed band.
How could you not? It's funny. Right? The funny thing is I'm more of a Trekkie, but I do love I love Star Wars. I'm just a sci-fi person general. I don't like to say I'm one of the but I would have to say it's just like if you say which one do you like more, Depeche Mode or The Cure? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are you going to say, sorry, Depeche Mode. I love Cure, don't get me wrong. It's just Depeche Mode, just one of those bands. Yeah. It's just like everybody's got their preference.
Right.
And how do I say this? How did you guys choose this particular style of music? What made you go in this direction versus so many other fucking styles of music? Shit tons of styles of music.
Well, we do have a lot of, like, different genre bending. Like, in this EP, we have one that's almost like a funk dance, but still in the vein of pop punk.
Okay, what's the... which one is that?
It. That's okay, cool. The last one on Illennials that just came out. But our main style, that ska, skate punk style, I just started writing it right when I got back.
I can't wait to play Tuck Frump.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a polarizing one.
I know. I saw that. Look, I saw that on your thing. I thought that on your thing, and it said, you know, Tuck Frump, and I was laughing my ass off. So, like, these guys are awesome.
Right.
I was like,
anything that sounds like that, yeah.
That made me like you guys even more.
Fan, I'm a bigger fan.
Keith at Five Star Bar almost swallowed a cigarette.
I love Heath. Heath's the man.
Yeah, Heath is so cool.
We need to go check him out. Well, I'm also trying to work with the manager to get shows there. So if you want, we're going to start booking shows soon.
I like that.
And we can have you guys in.
Yeah, man, I do too.
And then if you have any ideas like of which bands would meld well with you, like if you have any ideas, particular ideas of specific things, you know, some of the ones that came from the battle that were like your type of music maybe.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at different. Yeah, I'm looking at, I want to kind of put a good show together.
For sure.
Yeah, but you want somewhat like you say, you want somewhat like-minded style of music.
Like-minded style of music. Like, but not necessarily sound the same.
No, no.
Yeah, you want originality still, but you want that basic. Like, so heavy metal would go with heavy metal.
Right.
Funk would go more with funk. And right. You know, punk with punk. And you know, that kind
of
stuff.
But if it could be a little bend of it, but still in the same area.
Yeah. So it just depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So how you guys been together? What?
I mean, officially, like, 6 months.
Okay.
That's real. That's it?
Yeah.
But you're already playing shows. You're already in a battle. You're already going to finals for Battle of Warren's. That's pretty fucking huge.
No shit. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
It's
not many bands do stuff that quick. No, that's exactly.
Thanks.
I want to play one of your songs. What do we want to play? What do we play first?
Let's do My World first. We always do My World.
And do My World?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play a little My World by Victory Kid.
Yeah.
Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Listen up.
Sweet, no, I'm dreaming down in beams. Focus on the twilight, my good.
That was fucking awesome.
Yes.
My World. That was awesome.
Victory Kid. Yay.
Fuck yes. That was awesome. That was a good. I love that.
I
love
that. We heard this on the Vans Warped.
Yes. Yeah. This was the song they always lead out with.
Okay.
The first one they play. That's what I'm saying. I love that. Just from the moment they played that one song, I was like, I was hooked. I was like, yep, that's it. And correction, it's Harrison Nida. I'm a jackass. Anyway.
It's all good. I'm a stickler for my last name.
Not a problem. I'd be a stickler for my last name, too. Technically, it's DeVu, assholes. It's not DeVo. It's DeVu. Get it right. No, actually, it's Muse now. It's not even right. There we go.
All that is fucked up.
It's all fucked up. No. My name's Jennifer Muse now, bitches. Get it right. I say DeVo just because it's the... I've had that same fucking name for just like 6 goddamn years on the radio, so.
Yeah, I know.
I need to get rid of it. I actually made another Facebook page. It says Jennifer Muse.
I told you to I'm like Jennifer DeVoe Muse.
No, but but Facebook won't let me change it fully to like that way, so I had to do Jennifer DeVoe, and then in parentheses, it says Jennifer Muse.
Oh, jeez.
Like it says, like, call me this. This is... Fuck, this is my other... What else I go by. Here you go, motherfuckers. Here you go. Anyway. I don't give a shit. I maybe do get a road trip. We'll see what happens. I might be taking a road trip to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And
road trip? How are you going to fly?
It's still a road trip.
You in the sky, baby. How are you going to be on a road trip if this is in the sky?
It's a sky trip?
There you go.
Okay.
A sky trip.
But then when I get down out of the sky, then I'm going to be on the road.
Then you took a road trip. Okay. Yeah, you're going... Yeah.
First, you're going to be on a tarmac trip.
Tarmac trip. Then a bus.
Another tarmac trip.
And then probably a bus trip. No,
then a bus trip.
No, oh, man. All right, I want to play another song. Which one do we want to play next?
Let's do Coming Together. We can just run right down the board.
Because I always do Dealer's Choice.
All right.
You know what I mean? When I always say, I always let the guests pick
for sure
what they want to do. All right, so we're going to do Coming Together by Victory Kid on Jay's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
One.
I was riding in the backseat, dad cruising down the road street. A million places we could go, but they never felt like home. Always thought that I was waiting for the thing to save me from all of these endless days of gray in suburbs USA. I never had are coming true.
We were just saying thank you to Sticky Doll for our awesome new t-shirt that they designed for Jenny. It's Jenny's t-shirt. What up? On the back, Greg's laughing his ass off. The back says snotty little cunt, by the way. I'm going to walk around L.A. and go to a concert tonight and see how many people fucking notice. If you are in the L.A. fucking area, bitches, and you see me walking around, you see me at the Logos Global Theater tonight in East Hollywood.
You have the address of that, baby?
Sunset. Hey, Mom. I love you, Mom. What's up?
Mom, how come you're not looking on Facebook Live? We're on Talk Radio Channel 1.
Well, she's watching me right now.
Hi, Mom. And
we're having a blast here in the studio in Sherman Oaks, as we always do. We just played. Hey, Dilly. I gave you a shout out.
What's up, Dilly?
I gave you a shout out on the other thing. Guys, go check out. Show your hairs. Why don't you show your. Here, bitch. Here's my hair. You want to see the armpit, too? I think I shaved it earlier. Want to see my hairy fucking legs, bitch? Hey, Ernie. What's up, motherfucker? Anyway, I'm saying hi to all my buddies on Facebook. So, yeah, go check us out.
Y'all need to be on.
You need to be looking
at LA Talk Radio.
I'm going to say, look, hold on. I'm going to go to, because we're about to play another song by these guys.
So y'all can hear.
Victory Kids. So I want you to hear. And I'm going to put the link up here so you can go.
Yeah, do that.
To see what the fuck is going on. I'm going to go. So you can see.
I wish it was a way you could integrate it.
The only thing I can do is share.
I know
the thing right now.
They're like the little online thing you can.
Yeah, see. Yeah, I know it's a bitch. It is. Go to this. Hold on, motherfucker. I hate having to type everything the fuck out. It's annoying.
Brilliant.
Son of a cunt. Okay, anyway. Go to this Facebook page. So you want to go to the LA Talk Radio Facebook page, and you can see this live. You can see, you can listen to the songs we're listening to.
Yeah, you listen. You're missing good music.
Oh, it's my triplet, Dilly. I love you so much.
Hey.
I love you. Yes, please share. Everybody share this fucking video. Well, share the other one. Go to the other one. Go to the LA Talk Radio Facebook page, and you can see what we're doing right now. We're all sitting in the theater and in the studio, whatever the fuck. We're here. We're somewhere. I don't know.
What up?
What up, guys?
How's it going? Okay, we're all here. We're checking it out. We're here with Victory Kid today on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart fucking Radio, bitches.
.com.
No, .com. Oh, here we go. Sticky Doll has a show June 16th at the Regal Inn in Lakewood, California. What time do you guys go on? So I can tell people. So go watch you. So yeah, so go to, like I said, Sticky Doll show June 16th. So Saturday, June 16th, Regal Inn, Lakewood, California. I would love to be there, guys, but we're gonna be in Santa Ana,
California.
We're gonna be in Santa Ana for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour final round. The finals. Alright. So let's see, we have two more songs.
Mm-hmm.
Remove headphone and show other crew. I'm on fucking the radio, douchebag. What the fuck do you think I'm going to do? Get your fucking foreign ass off my goddamn Facebook page. What? I didn't say that. Was that wrong? Okay, we just played Coming Together and My World from Victory Kid. I want to play another song. Which one do we want? I want to do Tuck Frump.
I was feeling the same thing.
Okay. Absolutely. That's unanimous.
We're going to play Tuck Frump because we fucking hate that man. I really don't like him. Okay, so here's a nice little song. Go check it out. Go to the LA Talk Radio Facebook page. I'm going to jump off of here now, and I'm going to go over to the other one and share it. So you need to go watch us and listen to the songs. So here's a little Tuck Frump by Victory Kid.
Right.
On Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
iHeart Radio.
Oh, mother, please forget them. They know not what they've done. Gave the power to the issue for a death break and their guns. A war of two sides full of anger bleeds the country like a scar. Gag the breath, exploit the poor. Progress only goes so far. We can only go so far. Sides scream, I'm not listening.
just got a little darker now. My hope is we come together, make it better somehow.
So, yeah, we were just talking about some concerts and things. That was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Tuck Frump.
conversations about that one.
Yes. We have one last song real quick I want to play before we go out. I think
we can fit it in.
You think we can fit it in?
Yeah.
It's going to be Go Get It. Here we go. Victory Kid. Let's do this. Let's see what happens.
Gotta believe.
Yeah. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Dumber than she looks.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That was Go Get It by Victory Kid.
We hope everyone enjoyed it.
Yes. We want to thank you very much so much for being on the show today, Harrison. Harrison Nida.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Victory Kid, who is one of the final bands for Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Go down to Santa Ana on Saturday, June 16th. Everything kicks off at 5 p.m. That's when the doors open. Show will probably start about 6 or so, I think it is.
Okay.
And so get on down there. It's the Esports Arena in Santa Ana, California on Saturday, June 16th. Everything kicks off about 5, 6 o'clock. Come on down there. Don't be afraid. Check it out. We're going to be down there. So Jenny and JJ from
right.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. We'll be down there in Get Real Global Entertainment. We'll be representing. We'll be judges for the battles. And we don't wish you very good luck, Victory Kid. We hope you take it to the bat. Take it to the mat.
Appreciate it.
You guys, pin that bitch.
Look, this is the finals, man. Y'all got to get y'all.
I told you last time. I told you last time. Bring the thunder.
Yeah.
You did it. You did it. You won both times.
Yeah.
So fucking bring it again. Sure. Seriously. Kick that bitch off.
Absolutely.
So we've listened to 4 of their songs today.
Right.
We started off with My World. We went to Coming Together. Then we went Tuck Frump. And then we went Go Get It. So we hope you've enjoyed the songs of Victory Kid today, one of the finalists for Battle for Vans Warped Tour. If they win the finals, they will be advancing on to go to the fucking, they're going to be at Vans Warped Tour if they win.
Right.
That's the fucking, the end of the all of it, Vans Warped Tour. That's the goal that everybody's running for.
El Dorado.
Yes. So come on down to Santa Ana and hang out with us.
June 16th.
Hang out with Victory Kid. Hang out with us. Maybe get some pictures taken with the band.
Right.
You know what I mean? Come down. Hang out. Hollywood style. Say hi. What's up?
Drink a beer.
Yeah. And shout out to Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
Acropolis Music Group. And all of our wonderful bands and family and friends and all the people that have been there for us. And
thank you.
Every step of the way, the hard way, all of you guys, Dilly Briggs, Sasha George, all of you, love you all, and Desiree Duffy.
Yeah.
From Black Chateau.
Thank you.
We love you guys so much for everything that you do for us. Thank you. Thank you, Dave Navarro,
Dave Navarro.
B-Rett, thank you to all their publicists and all their people. Thank you to everybody. We work with a lot of people. All right, well, we got to go next week. Like I said, we'll have some inspirational chicks on the show, so it's going to be awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
I can spread some of my muse then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm fucking out. This is Jenny reporting out.
Gotta
go. Off and all that shit. We'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check it out. Bye, bitches.
See you guys.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.